Team Building or Team Jolly by Adrian Green of The Development Company. This blog can be found on the website thedevco.com. We've all experienced them. Some clever clogs in management decides that what we need is a good dose of team building so we can build a corporate raft to navigate us through whatever mess we find ourselves in this year. Off we then go to get muddy and bond with each other. And when we get back to work, are we all team builded and all pulling in the same direction? Well, some of us might be if we weren't off work with the flu, following overexposure to the elements on our team building day. So do these off-site Rambo-esque types of event really work? Do we really find ourselves all on the same page, saluting the same flag and singing from the same hymn sheet? For most of us, probably not. I remember visiting a team building establishment about 15 years ago on one of their promotional days to try out the activities. They consisted of rage car racing, an individual sport, pistol shooting, not a good idea surrounded by your team, and wait for it, fly fishing. Fly fishing? That's probably the most non-team activity I can think of. Okay, so what does work then? A chap called Patrick Lencioni wrote a book called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, and it became a New York Times bestseller. Wiley, the publisher, picked this up, and working with Patrick Lencioni, have produced a very interesting product called The Five Behaviours of a Cohesive Team. According to Lencioni, a team needs five behaviours to be a truly cohesive, highly productive and high-functioning team. The behaviours are organised in a pyramid shape. The team needs to start at the bottom of the pyramid, as each behaviour needs the foundation of the previous behaviour in order to be effective and sustained. Not surprisingly, the first behaviour at the base of the pyramid, trust, is usually the most difficult to embed within a team, but when established, becomes the basis of how conflict, the second behaviour, is managed within the team. So, the five behaviours of a cohesive team. They are 1. Trust. Team members need to be open and honest with each other. There are no games, and each team member feels relaxed with the others. 2. Conflict. Conflict is not hidden. Differences are openly discussed. Ideas are shared and debated. 3. Commitment. Each team member has buy-in to decisions made. 4. Accountability. Team members hold each other accountable for their actions. 5. Results. Everyone is focused on the achievement of the same results. So, what is the team building process? My experience of the five behaviours of a cohesive team comes from being involved in the UK beta test of this product. The process starts with each team member completing an online questionnaire. The output is a profile of the team as defined by the team members and a DISC profile for each team member. The facilitation starts with this output and uses the profile and the DISC model to enable team members to explore what trust is, what trust feels like, what the current position of each team member is, and what they want to do about it. Each facilitated session ends with action planning by each team member. So does it work? Well, the easy answer is yes. The more detailed answer is to do with each team member. It will work if they want it to. However, if one person is not committed to make it work, then either get them committed to it, forget it, or remove that person from the team. I guess you could say I am biased, as I am now an authorised partner, but I wouldn't have gone through the training if I'd not seen the potential for this process, which I feel is truly amazing. Thank you.